Order.
There is no plan for an ANZAC force at this stage.
Prime Minister John Key and his Defence Minister, Gerry Brownlee.
There has been no decision to deploy into Iraq on any mission at this point.
Mr Key was responding to questions in the House from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Does he stand by his statement that the, quote, 100 years commemoration of Gallipoli, end quote, could be one argument for a joint ANZAC force to be deployed in the fight against ISIS?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I stand by my full statement on this issue, which reflects that the government has been talking to Australia about potentially partnering in a training role in Iraq. As I clearly stated when I gave a national security speech last month, the government will make a decision about whether to take that step on its merits, and there's a lot of work yet to be done on it. What badge someone might wear is very much a secondary issue to that.
The Prime Minister's assurances, though, failed to convince the Labor leader.
In light of his shifting statements and his failure to reveal the plans for an ANZAC unit until forced to, why should New Zealanders trust him when he says our troops wouldn't be involved in any combat?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Everyone's making it up, it's Mr Little. There is no plan for an ANZAC force at this stage. There's been a very high-level discussion, and if ultimately it goes to that level, then we'll come back and talk to the New Zealand public about that. But I've been very clear in my speech I gave on national security that we were looking at a training unit in Iraq, that we looked at potentially doing that with Australia, and that we have deployed military people to scope that exercise out. If the member doesn't or can't keep up with my speeches, he's just learned to read a bit faster.
Order.
Mr Key's Defence Minister, Gerry Brownlee, encountered similar scepticism when interrogated by the New Zealand First Party's Ron Mark.
Is he aware of the extent of the preparations being made by the Army for deployment to Iraq? If not, why not?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, no, because we have made no decision to engage in such a deployment, nor has any instruction been issued.
Supplementary question, Ron Mark.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. To the Minister, which of the following is true? A, that he and his government have given approval for a deployment of the Army to Iraq, or B, there is a rogue Army officer with a rogue unit conducting their own preparations and training right now in Waihu?
Order. Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, none of the above. I suggest that the member who would claim, I think, to have some inside information from the Army might recognise that perhaps some of his contacts are a bit too long in the tooth to be reliable.
Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee answering questions from the New Zealand First Party's Ron Mark. And as Rich Lyon now reports, as well as questions for ministers, there were questions for ordinary MPs in charge of bills.
Ahead of further debate on her members' bill calling for an extension to paid parental leave, Labor MP Sue Moroney fielded questions from her party colleagues, including whether she would continue with the bill should it fail to get the numbers needed to pass.
I will continue with the bill because extending paid parental leave to 26 weeks is affordable. It is a wise investment in New Zealand's future. It will support bonding and attachment between parent and baby in those crucial early months. And it was supported by 99.6% of the 3,800 submitters to the bill.
Ms Moroney also outlined some proposed changes to the bill.
Because the government proclaimed that its only opposition to my bill was the cost, which the Finance Minister claimed was $500 million. I recently proposed an amendment which reduced the cost to just $6 million in the next financial year. My amendment proposed that 26 weeks paid parental leave be extended to the families of twins or triplets, of babies born prematurely, or of babies born with a disability.
Those answers were to questions from Labor's Poto Williams, and there were more questions from her fellow Labor MP, Mika Whaitere.
What support has she seen for continuing with the Parental Leave and Employment Protection 6 months paid leave amendment bill?
Sue Moroney.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. As well as the 3,809 submitters received on the bill, 99.6% of which supported it, the coalition group 26 for Babies is also pushing for the proposed extension to continue. The 26 for Babies coalition includes organisations such as Plunkett, Barnardo's, Every Child Counts and the Breastfeeding Authority, amongst many others.
Ms Moroney also said she had received support for those amendments.
From several quarters, but most notably from the New Zealand Multiple Birth Association, whose president said, It is without argument that two or more children are logistically more challenging, not to mention the financial pressures. She made a heartfelt appeal to the government to change its current stance against such New Zealand families.
Labour MP Sue Moroney, whose parental leave and employment protection 6 months paid leave amendment bill was back up for debate later in the afternoon.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.